This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey, this is Arvind Ubaraj on Open for Business, and I'll be joined today by Vince Ho. He's the founder of a very unique concept called Hip Salons, which is a co-sharing space for beauty professionals and stylists and hairdressers. They've recently opened an outlet in Menara Ken, and the goal is to empower stylists to own their own business with minimum risk and maximum reward. Basically, the ability to use Hip Salon space as their place of business without having to worry about stuff like investing too much money and not making enough money in return. The logic is that this should allow them to focus on things like time management and quality of service, which are also some of the things that Vince uses to gauge satisfaction levels. And when I say satisfaction levels, I mean both for the people in Hip Salons and for the customers as well. We will get to those parts in a bit. But for now, yeah, Vince, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thanks, Arvind, for having me.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. Your co-sharing model is unique because it empowers independent stylists to run their own business using your infrastructure. But you're also competing with like a lot of other barbers and hairstylists in the market, right? So what is your unique space in the market? Like, what gap are you trying to close with Hip Salons?
Okay, how we are unique is that we are actually the first in the country to offer this co-sharing structure, a business model. We are not rent a chair, you know, we are not and just pay for the time slot. We are nothing like that. We have all suite salons. So we have 20 suites at HIP, this particular outlet, and each one is rented permanently, long-term basis to each beauty professional. So let's say you are a hairstylist, and you rent a suite from us, and that suite is yours, whether you use it or not. You get access to all the facilities and amenities that come with Hip Salons, things like reception services, cleaning services, towel services, booking services. We are enabled by technology. Our booking is done through an app. Your scheduling is managed through an app as well. So everything is very seamless, which empowers the beauty professional to manage their schedule as well as their life, their work life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I ask because, so basically that spot becomes their place of business until they decide to leave, or either they're not satisfied with the setup or you are not satisfied with, let's say, their performance or their sort of trajectory as a stylist on your premise.
Yes, of course. I don't believe in keeping someone in the company or rather in the premise if they're not happy. Mm-hmm. So there are exit clauses. At the end of the day, it's got to work for both parties. So therefore, we curate the beauty professionals. We interview them during the tour. We want to make sure that they do have the foundation for what it takes to succeed. One of them is, of course, to have your own clientele already, because it's not a place that you rely solely on walk-in customers, even though we do have. And I must say, the public is quite receptive of Hip Salons, fortunately. So we've been getting a lot of walk-in customers as well. But the primary principle is that you have to have your own clientele already when you come into Hip Salons. And with that, with this business model, you will actually earn more than what you would traditionally earn in a salon, regular salon setup. So if over the time you find that for whatever reason, as in the beauty professional is not happy there, then they have an exit clause with us that they can activate. And likewise for us, if they're not performing and they're just occupying the room and not doing anything with it, we will also activate the termination clause. But of course, you know, we try to make it always amicable. We talk, you know, we consult, and that's the basis of our relationship. It's always to maintain on good terms, whatever it is.
I ask this because, you know, I was thinking about Hip Salons as a business, and, you know, if a tenant, quote unquote, a tenant takes up a lot, and all your lots are sort of occupied, you mentioned outlet just now, it means that in order to expand with more stylists, more hairdressers, more tenants, you'll have to basically open up a new outlet or make the current space bigger, right?
Yeah, that's right. The current space is, we are unable to expand the current space as it is because we have taken up half a floor of Menara Ken DDDI. Mm-hmm. The other side is separated by the lobby, so we cannot expand organically in that sense. But what we can do is take up another lot within Menara Ken itself. That's one way. And of course, this is also a location-based business. You know, there are beauty professionals all over the country in different cities, different towns. So we do have, in fact, we have identified several cities that we can expand to already. Of course, we want to make this concept work and validate it before we move on to the next phase of our expansion.
Yeah, that's fine. So just tell us a bit about, you know, how it works in like a real world scenario. So let's say like I'm a hairstylist. I want to be a part of Hip Salons. I'm employed at another salon, ABC. Lots of clients love my work. I have a following. And now I want to run my own space in Hip Salons itself. What is that procedure like? Like, what is my first step?
Okay, the first step is to give us a call and then come in for a tour. Take a look at the space and whether, I'll say you, okay, as a beauty professional, let's say you, whether you like the space and whether you're comfortable with it. Get a little bit more into detail how we design the space as a living space later on. But talking about the process now of joining HIP is relatively straightforward. So you will come to us and then we will have a tour, as I mentioned, and we will interview you and ask you a few questions like, you know, do you have, mentioned earlier, loyal customer base that you can bring to HIP already because for your own survival. We are very cautious at this point to remain ethical. That means we don't want to go out and sort of poach stylists from other salons because I also have a traditional salon business model. Mm-hmm. So we will ask questions pertaining to stuff like that as well. You know, so once we're comfortable with the answer, then we'll determine the kind of space that you need. We have single suites, we have double suites, we have two stylists now occupying two double suites, which are interconnected. So they literally have a mini salon set up within HIP Salons itself. So it's very expandable. All our suites are interconnected. Most of them, sorry, are interconnected. Once you determine which best suits you need, choose the kind of, I would say, revenue share plus base rental structure that is most comfortable for you and that works best for you. And then we can start. You can literally just bring your tools, move in, because the suites are already fully equipped with salon chairs, mirrors, everything. You can put your own personal touches to it, and our stylists and nail technicians do relatively quickly. Get started within a few days, actually.
I'm guessing on your side, your revenue comes from deposits and rental of the equipment, right?
Yes. Equipment rental, we don't rent equipment at this moment. Mm-hmm. What we do is we charge a base rental and then we take a percentage of the revenue. And the only reason why we do that is because, of course, the more customers you have, the more utilities you will use because we provide everything. Whatever that we charge our members, that's what we call them instead of tenants, the charges covers everything actually from utilities to marketing, which we do for them as well. All the amenities, as I mentioned, everything is inclusive. There's no additional charges at the end of the month that the bill will come to you and say that, look, you have to pay for this and that. This moment, even the equipment that you mentioned earlier, things like machines and whatever necessary to run your business provided by HIP.
So from a business perspective, what is the benefit of running a co-sharing space instead of a regular salon? Because, you know, where you employ professionals permanently, I know this concept sort of empowers the professionals and the stylists and the hairdressers for sure. And that is that's the good thing. But when you were deciding on the business model yourself, why opt for this instead of the other? Because to the customers, it's all the same, right? Or is it not?
Okay, two parts to this question. First of all, the reason why I started HIP Salon is because my traditional business model that I mentioned earlier is Kimberly Group, where we have a chain of hair salons and as well as academies. And we provide everything in the career of the hairdresser. The trajectory is such that from student at Kimberly Academy, they will graduate to become junior stylists and MD stylists, managers, for those capable enough to be at Kimberly Salons. And what is the next step? There is no next step right now because the next step would be for them to go outside and open their own and become business owners. And HIP is the natural next step for them. So what HIP is doing is actually completing this sort of trajectory that I mentioned, this ecosystem where we provide a platform for entrepreneurship. So I look at it as, in some ways, it is disrupting my own business and the traditional business model. salon business model, but in another way, we're opening up opportunities for stylist entrepreneurs who want to come out and be their own bosses. And at the same time, this platform minimizes their risk, reduces it to almost zero, to be honest, because they don't have to deal with any more of the setup costs, you know, a huge capital outlay, all the licensing, all the nitty-gritty stuff that are not very pleasant to deal with being a boss. So we take all the stuff away from them. They just concentrate on the craft. Now, the second part of your question about customers, to the customers, maybe even for you, you will probably follow your stylist wherever he or she goes.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that's the reason why we curate the stylist. Because to the customers, the value of a hairdresser or manicurist is in the beauty professional themselves. Of course, the location, the venue, and the decor of the place plays also an important part. And this is also something that we look at hip salons, the way we have renovated the place. Overall, I would say an upgrade over many of the salons that are out there in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we design a space, we don't just think of the ID point of view, but we also think we design the space to be emotive as well. You know, we try to bring the outdoors indoors, because generally salon is either in a shop block or in a mall where you're cooped up inside. So now hip salons, we have found a location in Menara Ken where there's like a 180 degree of floor-to-ceiling windows,
mm-hmm.
where huge amount of natural light that comes in to illuminate the space inside, and we decorate the space with a lot of greeneries, and so to make the space what I would like to call a living space and not just a workspace.
Mm-hmm.
A good friend of mine, Lim Cho Wei, I'm going to give a shout out to him because he's a award-winning designer who designs a lot of sustainable projects. We work on the design and concept, and in the end, this is the result, you know, and it is only possible because also of the location. So moving forward, all hip salons, one of the most important criteria, I would say, what can the location give to us, like what I mentioned earlier, floor-to-ceiling windows. These are all the important aspects of it. We will never open a hip salon in a shop lot or within a mall. All these elements are not possible.
Right, we are going to take a quick break to get some messages in, but stick around, more from Vince Ho and Hip Salons when we come back. BFM 89.9.
Bulldozing fine measures. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj and I'm joined by Vince Ho, founder of Hip Salons, which is a hub for hairstylists and beauty professionals that uses a co-sharing model, very interesting co-sharing model, to allow these professionals to run their own business without having to worry too much about stuff like big initial investments. I know you mentioned not poaching professionals from other salons, but you know, just for like comparison's sake, I'm assuming their cut at Hip Salons is more than what they can make if they were employed elsewhere, right? Like based on everything that you just said.
Okay, there is a range, but in general, I would say whatever they make at a salon, if you reverse it, that's what you make at Hip Salons. So let's say if you make 30 to 40% of your sales,
yep,
at a regular salon, so you reverse that formula, that is what you make the Hip Salons. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it works on a scale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a little bit of before I go in a little bit further, it sounds very good and it is. Naturally, there are certain criteria that the stylists or the beauty professionals must meet. So one of them is, as I mentioned, loyal clientele, because in a traditional salon, you'll be fed with a lot of walk-in customers. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you go to Hip Salons, that may not necessarily be the case. So Hip is not for everyone. It's for those stylists who are ready to take the next step. So the only thing that we are sort of, you can say, mitigating is the risk and the capital outlay. You know, so they already would want to be in a position where they're comfortable enough already to be want to be their own boss. And that is, those are the stylists that we are targeting, beauty professionals.
Okay. So just sticking with that a bit, you said something very interesting just now, which is that Hip Salons is not for everyone, but someone who wants to take the next step. So it's pretty obvious that you have a filtration process. You don't just accept anyone to utilize your co-sharing space, right? Because as you mentioned before, you have a finite number of lots, and once those are taken up, then it's sort of fixed. So what is your quality control checklist like? Like, what do you look out for before giving a stylist access to your space?
Okay, so we opened our doors on 15th of July. So it's about a month and a half, going to 2 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we are, as of today, about 80% full. So we are, the reception has been tremendous, to be honest. We've been getting a lot of calls, tours, people wanting to join. If we do not curate, we would have been full a month ago, more than a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
But because we curate and we are very picky, we want to keep a certain standard within Hip Salons. So even though it's a co-sharing space, there is a certain quality that we look for in terms of the beauty professionals, I would say customer base or the demographics of the customers, because it is in a pretty upscale neighborhood, TDDI.
Yep.
While we are not going all out to target the super elite, you know, socialite, high-end sort of market, but we are in a, I would say, mid-high segment of the market. So the stylist, or rather the beauty professional who comes in, must have that kind of clientele, right? If they don't, if their clientele is from a different demographic, then perhaps it's not suitable for them to join Hip Salons. That's one. And the second is, of course, the loyal customer, as I mentioned earlier. So they have to tell us that how much business they, rather how much sales they do per month on average. I mean, things like that, they can lie, obviously, you know, but it can be found out very quickly once you join. We will know because all the sales go through our app, our technology.
Yep.
So we can monitor, we can see how much they're actually doing. So I would say so far, all our members have been very upfront with us, have been very honest, and whatever they say, they are, and they prove to be. So that is the process that we go through. It's rather subjective. Not everything is so objective in our interview process. Some of it also based on intuition and, you know, how this beauty professional presents themselves, himself or herself to us. So there are various elements that we look at, not just one in particular.
Okay. What about the success of the stylist? Like how do you you know, gauge success? How do you know that the professionals that are working with you are either happy and you're happy with them? What is your benchmark like?
Okay, I measure success empirically as well as emotive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, emotionally. I like to use the word emotionally because that part is very important to me. Okay, when we talk about empirically, that part is easy enough to measure. If you achieve a certain level of sales or income, that is your target reach, right? But I've known people who makes enough money and consistently hit their targets, but they're not happy. So to me, the emotional part is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you measure happiness? Whether because you are more independent or you have more financial freedom or you have more time that you can spend with your family and to pursue your other passions, that to me is a measure of success.
Very nice. Okay. Vince, how do you, what kinds of challenges are you facing at the moment with Hip Salons?
Okay. One of the challenges is that in order for our stylists to succeed, we actually discovered that, you know, we cannot just provide the facilities and the hardware. There's also what we would like to call the software part, the back-end support, you know, to help alleviate their fears of entrepreneurship, of going it alone. Because this co-sharing model, of course, it's not new in the world. It's been done before in culturally more independent countries, I would say, like America, for instance, very successfully. And for them, it's just they set up the facilities and then they rent it out and they're hands off. But as I said, for us, we discovered that, you know, we need a lot more human touch involved to give them the support. As a matter of fact, our operations director also plays a role of consultant and an advisor to them. So we need to provide tools for them to succeed, things like marketing support, even advice on client management, things like that. So in that sense, we are somewhat of a hybrid between a traditional and co-sharing business model. So that is one of those challenges. But luckily, we have discovered, we're still learning in this sense, but we have discovered at this point what we need to do in order to provide the platform for them to succeed. Now, the second thing which was a challenge initially was putting 20 beauty professionals who are highly competitive within the same environment, who always wondered how they're going to. So we try to tell them, we try to instill the culture of collaboration instead of competition, and to let them know that, you know, they can actually learn from each other and help each other and to grow via collaboration as opposed to looking at each other as competitors. And thankfully, they have accepted that culture very well, even though it's only been less than 2 months. So all of them are very, it's good to see all of them very cooperative, helping each other with their things and even moving in, you know, with the customers sometimes. So it's got a sort of family vibe going on in there, which we're very glad. So yeah, these are the two challenges that we initially faced, I would say.
Very nice. Okay. Last question, Vince. What are your expansion plans for Hip Salons? I know that you are new and you know, you're in that phase, but you know, already thinking about growing and expanding, do you have any in mind? Like what is on the horizon for Hip Salons?
Yes, we do have a few cities, as I mentioned to you, that we have identified, Arvin. Mm-hmm. At this moment, I'm not ready to review them.
Confidential.
Because, it's still in the pipeline. But let me just say that this concept is being validated, or has been validated already, by seeing the response that, you know, the demand that we have so far received. And so we are moving very quickly to the next phase. And MCO has actually delayed us a little bit, but you should be seeing more Hip Salons popping up very soon in the near future.
Vince, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Arvin. Thank you for the opportunity.
Right, I've been having a chat with Vince Ho, founder of Hip Salons. It is a co-sharing model that allows hairstylists and beauty professionals to use their premise to run their own business with minimum risk and potentially maximum reward. This interview is also available via podcast on the BFM website, which is bfm.my. You can also find it on the BFM app, which you can get for free on the Apple App Store on Google Play. Alternatively, we are on Spotify. We are parked under the podcast section. This has been Arvind Uvaraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.